Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Also located in Switzerland is the group that organizes another world athletic competition. That's the International Olympic Committee. Boston's pitch to host the 2024 Summer Olympics is underway now, and organizers of the Boston bid met with the International Olympic Committee today in Lausanne, Switzerland. It was an initial meeting focused just on outlining the bidding process, but it was also a first chance for Boston organizers to make some impression on the IOC members. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is in Lausanne. He's been talking with leaders of the Boston 2024 effort. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Lisa.
Kurt, we've been hearing that the Boston group came away from the meetings today feeling positive and optimistic. What'd they have to feel positive and optimistic about?
Well, they had a very sort of low-key conversational meet and greet with IOC members. But, you know, honestly, a lot of these folks in Boston have been working on this bid for up to 2 years now. So I think this was a meaningful thing for people who've been working on something so hard just to be here personally.
Well, as you've reported, Kurt, heading into this meeting, one of the key questions for the Boston organizers from the committee was what they can do to control the costs while still submitting a very competitive bid. What kind of responses did they get?
Well, they said they were very encouraged by the responses, that they got the clear message from the International Olympic Committee that they are serious about the reforms that they're calling Agenda 2020, which is to encourage cities to submit more cost-effective, more sustainable bids in the future. And so they feel like the IOC really means it. They didn't get a lot of formal feedback, and they didn't give a lot of specific details about any venues or specific issues that they really talked about. And here's what the new chair of Boston 2024, the organizing group, had to say. He's Steve Pagliuca.
They were open to a lot of plans we had to really make it be a spectator-friendly, athlete-friendly Olympics. And they gave us a lot of pointers on that. Just their openness to have that back and forth was gratifying, because I think it's going to really advance our bid and advance our understanding in a big way.
Kurt, as far as the biggest challenges that Boston faces, we know about the fact that there appears to be considerable public resistance going on. The biggest downside for Boston, how is that being dealt with?
This is something that came up. They talked, for instance, about the referendum in Massachusetts that, you know, is a legitimate question for the IOC and for Boston 2024. They have struggled to gain traction with the bid in Boston. They did seem, however, to be pretty confident that the revisions that they're working on, that they're going to release next month, were going to be a lot better. And, you know, they admitted it's on them to make that happen.
So, Kurt, on the other side, what are the biggest selling points that the Boston officials talked about?
Well, they talk about, and they say they got good feedback from the IOC today about this, just how they're able to leverage assets that Boston already has. They may not have an Olympic stadium already, but they do have universities with a lot of dorms and sports facilities. And so they feel like they can leverage those institutions to put a more, you know, cost-effective games together, but also create something that's nice and compact and a better experience for both the athletes and the spectators.
Okay, so what happens now?
Well, besides, you know, getting ready to put a formal bid into the IOC in September, they're just working on a revision of their original plan that they want to release to the public sometime next month. And so that's really going to be the focus for them.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch in Lausanne, Switzerland. Nice to speak with you,
My
Kurt.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.